All right, Tracy Pearlman is with us live from your office at the soon-to-be Grand Casino Arena, right?
Yes, welcome to Grand Casino Arena. It'll be that starting September 3rd. We're super excited.
Sure. Well, why not? I'm just glad it wasn't like, you know, e-mortgage commerce, weirdo, you know, some kind of ridiculous thing like that.
Yeah. I was really pushing for the Paul Bunyan Center of Skating and Concert Excellence, but you know, there's like four people who sit at a table and we vote on this. It has nothing to do with sponsorships.
No.
So,
no.
Grand Casino, they're going to be awesome partners, and they've got a good footprint here in St. Paul. So we're excited about it. Yeah.
Very good. 4th of July weekend is here.
Yeah.
Are you like a big 4th girl? Are you dressing up in red, white, and blue? What are we doing here?
I am. This is great for radio, but if you can see my nails, those of you who are streaming, I have red, white, and blue fingernails little baby bomb pops.
This is amazing. YouTube.com/WCCO radio. You can see and you can go check later and rewind. And this is impressive.
Yes. Thank you.
Did you do this?
No, I have a nail girl. I got a girl.
Yeah.
But she's amazing. I love the 4th. The 4th was my grandma's birthday. And so we always, growing up, had big birthday parties for her at our house, a big barbecue. And then I was shipped off to camp for many years as a kiddo. And they would always do like color wars on the 4th, or, you know, it was super fun in Wisconsin, the big fireworks shows. So I do enjoy the 4th. I do dress up. We go over to my best friend's house with our families and we have matching outfits. I love, you know me. I love a costume.
Well, of course.
I love a costume.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I think I like the 4th of July as well. I love the parades. You know I like a parade.
Yeah.
I love a 4th of July parade. I like the fireworks.
Yeah.
I remember when I first moved into my current home in Maple Grove. So it would be, I don't know, I think I had lived there for 4 years and then I moved up the block. And we're sitting on the back deck and our back neighbors were sort of sheepishly trying to prepare a fireworks display. And then they like moved it and it turned out that they were worried that because I worked in the news that I was going to call the cops on
them. You were going to be the fun police.
We're like, no, like we would just like to see the show.
Yeah.
So
I know I would be the person who shot off fireworks and not only burned my house down, but would have the cops there in 2 seconds. I enjoy going to fireworks shows. Tonight, City of Plymouth is doing their big show.
Oh, they do it tonight.
They've got music. Yep, nice. Music in the park at the Hildy Center, and then the big fireworks show. So that's super fun.
Nice.
I love fireworks. They're fun, and they're magical, and they're cool, and I love it.
Best fireworks you've ever seen?
Disney.
Oh, the Disney fireworks are so good.
Disney fireworks are good. A couple years ago, I was in Stillwater for the 4th of July, and theirs was really cool. And
nice.
The restaurant we were at was not right downtown, and so they let us take our chairs from the patio and sit in the street, and then we could watch the fireworks, and that was neat. That was super neat.
Alyssa and I, while we were dating, were with her parents and her sister and a couple of friends on a family boat on Lake Minnetonka when the fireworks were happening in Excelsior. And that night, we got lost on Lake Minnetonka in the dark.
Is this like lost or like lost?
Well, it was pre Google Maps, right? So this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it took a long time to get back to the dock in Wayzata.
That's a really good way to keep your date going.
Well, except it was still with her parents and with her friend. I mean, it wasn't exactly the same. Now, some areas are doing these drone shows now, right? Like,
I think they're cool, but it's not a 4th of July fireworks show. Like, I've seen the drone shows. Target Field does them. I've seen them. They're cool because it's just so different.
Yes.
But I love, like, the one firework goes, and then it, like, cascades down and sparkles.
I like that one,
And then one comes up, and it's, like, an upside-down smiley face because it shot off the wrong way, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like then you get a dud, you know, and then it's really not a dud because it actually just like shot off the second one. Yeah. So like you don't get that with a drone show.
It's true.
You get cool shapes. You get like Yoda waving hi to you, but
that's why
I like a
Cook likes.
You can't
Cook. You
no
like
one's fireworks.
You
Sorry.
Like you Dan Cook likes the drone show, right?
I like
would.
I like both. I just you know
would.
I thank you. No, I mean I you know I like both. I had nothing against fireworks. I just find it interesting that so many municipalities are now switching over.
Well, it's because of all the whiners out there. Everybody who thinks you can't put up with one night. Now, look, I get it if you were in war and it's PTSD, but that's not who's complaining.
No, the people that are complaining are the ones with the dog hugging under the bed. Yeah,
America's warriors are not a bunch of crybabies whining about it. You guys were through hell, and you can deal with one night of fireworks. It's America's dog owners who are the biggest pansies in the history of the world. Toughen up, dog owners.
I will say my perfect dog is not afraid of fireworks. They went off the other day in our neighborhood and girlfriend was like, doo doo doo. Yeah. Like, what's that? Let's go check it out. So
just get like you can get the thunder. Now
the
growing up
got some music.
We had little tiny dogs. My parents always had these little tiny dogs and they were shaking and everything. And we did what real dog owners do, and that's you made fun of the dog. You're like, look at Taji just freaking out and, you know, whatever.
Then, what if you have, like, a little kid that freaks out? Then I do feel bad. I wonder what the cost difference is for a fireworks show versus drone show, because it's got to be expensive. All that technology, you have to still coordinate it, sync it up, have the licensing, the airspace.
But it's also reusable, where, you know, fireworks shows obviously aren't, so.
Right. I like the element of danger, you know, the fact that you've got something exploding.
Whoever lost a finger to a drone?
Well, people have.
But it's, you know, when
it's
was...
no watermelon exploding.
That's right.
You know, Consumer Protective Service.
So I was, I'm glad you brought that up, because today what has been happening is the Minneapolis police. They're like warning everyone, like, you know, stay out of Minneapolis if you're going to cause trouble.
And don't shoot fireworks at people.
Don't shoot fireworks at people. And the first thing I would say about that is Minnesota's kind of troublemakers are very likely the same people who are listening to coverage of a news conference from city officials. So I think we're probably in the clear the next couple of days. You know, there were a couple of on-the-hour CCO radio updates. I know your typical felon chooses News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yes. It is the preferred radio station for the troublemakers.
But the Consumer Product Safety Commission is my favorite in terms of news of the obvious, where they show dummies sort of getting their head blown off.
Okay, this video that you're showing, the production value of today's radio show, by the way, beautiful. This is a better video than I've seen in the past.
This one's pretty good. This one's 3 years old. That dummy got a bottle of rocket right to the face.
Right in the eye.
Right in the eyeball.
Right in the eye.
Not great.
Yeah, I mean, listen, sparklers, now they're showing sparklers on fire. Oh, not the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Sparklers burn at 2,000 degrees.
Sparklers are my preferred 4th of July. Like, I love to take a picture with a sparkler.
Oh, yeah. Like, a little heart? You make, a long exposure, and you make a heart?
Yeah. Or I have to, like, hurry up and take the picture, and then you have to, like, pose several times to get it just right.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
Got to do it for the gram.
You do it for the gram. That's exactly right.
Got to do it for the gram.
All right, let's take a break. Let's take a break and stop playing this horrifying video.
I can't stop watching
it. It's TV news. This was always my favorite because, you know what? I had no idea that something that has a wick and explodes in the air might be hazardous. So thank you.
Tune back around Thanksgiving when we tell you about your air fryer and frozen turkeys.
Black Friday like sales all over the place this summer. What do you want to save money on? Like, and what is enough of a sale where you're like, all right, I'm in. Target, Walmart, Amazon, everybody. We'll tell you about all these new sales coming up and see what Tracy needs to save some cash on when we come back. I could watch these federal government fireworks videos all day.
You know, they had so much fun making this.
They were so,
like, I know.
So
Let's
serious.
Let's put the guy in a dugout with a box of fireworks and we'll blow his head off.
We're going to set up 7 GoPros so we can capture this from every angle.
And to be honest, the people who probably are getting hurt are setting up really big fireworks shows, or it's little kids that don't realize how hot these things, fire is like a candle.
Oh, you have to be
right?
careful. So, there's no doubt about it. I don't know that any of this messaging helps, but it does help fill time on local news. And, you know, that's noble work as well.
Listen, we've been there. I get it.
I mean, it is the beauty. Now I can criticize it. Tracy Pearlman is with us. Now I say whatever I want.
Here we are.
I've been getting all the emails already because next week everything goes on sale, right?
Woo.
So yep. Target Circle Week starts, I don't know. Am I in the Target Circle? I get confused with all of
you
that.
You should be. Do you have a red card?
I do.
Then you're in the Circle.
All right. So Circle is July 6th to the 12th, so Sunday. Best Buy has their thing that starts on Monday, and Prime Day starts on Tuesday.
Yes.
How much percent off do you need for it to catch your attention? Or is it a dollar amount?
To move the needle for me, I need at least 20% for me to let me look. I feel like everything's always on sale.
Correct.
So,
correct.
It's really got to be a good deal. But then I saw what a PricewaterhouseCoopers survey said. Almost more than a third of shoppers are going to pull back on back to school spending, and almost 40% less spending on technology. So I think they do need these deals. They need people shopping earlier so that they can shop longer.
It makes sense.
I get it.
And we, I think, sometimes forget because back to school in most of the country starts way earlier than here. So it seems premature to me, but that's only because we don't start until after Labor Day. You know, I know my sister is a teacher in suburban Chicago, and she starts like the second week of August, I think.
Yeah, we're late.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I get it.
20% off. 20 for me, honestly, it's almost got to be 50% off to really get my attention. Ooh. Because 20%, I feel like I can find like a coupon code. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's why I need more than that 20% to But then what are things you would never want a discount on or need a discount on to buy?
Oh, where you just pay full price and not even worry about it?
I thought about this too.
Yeah,
so I know my answer.
What's your answer?
For me, it was like concert tickets or experiences.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you get a discounted ticket to a concert, I'm like, well, no one's going, right? Is that? I don't want to say any venues. You know, is it cheaper to get into that amusement park because no one's going? Like,
interesting.
Disney's expensive for a reason, and it's not just because I work at an arena, but we pay full price for tickets all the time. And in fact, you almost want to pay more because you know you're going to have a higher experience and value. You know, there's a meaningful value there with that and quality.
It's like it's the inverse of the Groupon effect, where when you see a Groupon, it does make you think about it a little bit. Yeah, I guess I would buy a computer. That's not true.
You can get it. You can get a good deal on them now.
Maybe
like a TV.
Yeah. Oh, a TV.
And
for
even
sure.
A meal. I want a coupon or a gift certificate.
Maybe like an appliance, like a small appliance, like a coffee maker or a toaster, for example. We had a hot toaster topic on the show yesterday. Do you have a 2 or a 4 slice toaster?
I don't have a toaster.
What?
I don't have a toaster.
Come on now.
I don't really eat toast. I've broiled things before, but I don't have a toaster.
You've never what do you do with a bagel?
I order it at Brugger's or Dunn Brothers.
I mean, what is, how do you go through life without a toaster? What is your life, Tracy Perlman?
It's just me. It's just me and my dog.
That's fair. Well, have a great 4th.
Thank you. Happy 4th. We'll see you in all 10 fingers next week.
Very good. Tracy Perlman, she'll be with us next Wednesday as well.